If you turn with me to Psalms 23, verse 6. Psalms 23, verse 6 says this, "Surely, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. That's an awesome statement. Amen. And my message to you tonight is thankful God's goodness and mercy follow me. Thankful that God's goodness and mercy follow me. Heavenly Father, right now, I just pray, God, that you'll speak to us tonight. And God, that you'll help us to understand that you love us. And God, that you are a God of mercy. And you are good, Lord God. And I just want your will to be done here tonight. God, we need you. Hallelujah. We want your will to be done. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. When we get discouraged and our faith sometimes is shrinking, there's one thing that you can do that will encourage you and will strengthen your faith. You need to remember, folks, every day, and you need to be thankful every day that goodness and mercy follow you. Amen. David declares that God's goodness and mercy have always been with him. And we know, folks, that David done some scoundrel things. Amen. And he said God had always been faithful to him. You see, God had poured out his goodness and his unfailing love on David through his life. David had times of blatant sin in his life. Amen. David had periods of deep unfaithfulness in his life, in his walk with God. Yet because of God's mercy, the Lord had never failed to be with David. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 said, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." Amen. Where are you at tonight, folks? Are we called to the purpose of God tonight? You see, God is working all things together for our good. Amen. You got to know that God loves us, folks. He's working all things together for our good. God's goodness is his abundant, loving care for you tonight. Amen. It is God's goodness that brings his blessing and favor to your life. God's mercy inclines his heart to reveal your burden and your pain. God, because God has been so faithful, amen, to David in the past, he was confident that God would continue to be there for him in the future. Hallelujah. All the days of my life, he said, is a confession that God has been good through all the days of his past, and that God will be good in all the days that are yet before him. Amen. Folks, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he was good to you in your past, he'll be good to you in your future. Hallelujah. Now you may not think it, or maybe feel like it's true, but I want you to know tonight that God is pouring out his goodness, and God is pouring out, he has a commitment of love on you right now. Amen. He loves you. And even when you are unfaithful to God, I want you to understand, folks, God's commitment of love is working for your good. Someday in your future, you will look back at this time and you will see how God's blessing, amen, you will look back sometime and see how God's protection and how God's provision were flowing over you, and God's goodness has flowed over throughout your life, folks. Amen. You'll look back and say, God, amen, I didn't deserve it, but thank God for your goodness. Thank God for your mercy in my life. Hallelujah. I am so blessed. You see, if you are here tonight and you're facing difficult times, take a few minutes to review how God has worked in your life, in your past, folks, and what God has done for you and the things that God has done for you. And then you begin to thank Him for all of the times that He has provided your needs. Amen. And He has protected you and kept you from harm. Folks, we got so many things to be thankful about. Hallelujah. The devil wants you to know he is a liar. Amen. We serve a good God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that is full of goodness and mercy, and He wants to bless you. Hallelujah. Just as David looked back on his life and he saw the goodness of God. Amen, folks. You will remember God's blessings to you over the years. And as you do these things, folks, you're going to find your faith strengthened. Amen. You're going to find your hope is renewed in Him. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to find that your trust is deeper than it's ever been before. If you'll take the time and thank God for His goodness and mercy in your life, you will find your fears and your worries will subdue. Amen. You will join David in saying God's goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Folks, we got to be thankful for God's goodness and His mercy in our lives. Hallelujah. In Psalms 23:6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The first part of this verse is a very bold statement. This bold statement of all the troubles that we face in life. You see, it doesn't seem that goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our life. Amen. After all, some days that we're walking are filled with pain. Some days in this journey, they hurt, folks. And there's days in this journey that we go and we're so grieved because of things that have happened. Amen. We're full of grief. Other days, amen, seem that they are filled with disappointment. Amen. And adversity comes in our life. Amen. But this is a bold statement that we read in verse 6. And David, I want you to understand, David is certain of this bold statement. And I want you to look at how he begins. Begins this verse. He says, surely, surely, hallelujah, David is certain that goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. My hope is, folks, that you can have the same certainty as David and say, surely, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Be thankful for God's goodness and His mercy. Amen. Every day that you live, folks, be thankful for God's goodness and mercy. You see, the goodness and mercy of God. Amen. Let's talk about goodness. Amen. In 1 Chronicles 16:34, it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. In Psalms 145:9, the Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are all over all. All His works. And in James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variance or shadow or turning. You see, the word goodness is talking about the blessings of God. Amen. It's talking about the generosity of your God. Amen. This word goodness is talking about the provision and the protection of your God. This word goodness, folks, refers to the love and the care that God has for His people. Amen. The word goodness is also closely connected to the next word, and that is mercy. Moses asked to see God's glory. And God responded back to Moses that He would show Moses all of His goodness. And that is, this is what Moses sees. And you read in Exodus 34:6-7. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious and long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. You see, God's goodness has to do with His mercy. His forgiveness. So goodness is closely connected to mercy. You see, mercy in the Hebrew is hesed. The word hesed is a known one in English word can adequately translate the depth of this word in Hebrew. Hesed has to do with God's mercy and forgiveness. Hesed also has to do with the word like grace, steadfast love, kindness, loyalty, and faithfulness. Think about how each of these words describes God, folks. God is merciful to us. God is forgiving to us. God shows grace to us. God shows a steadfast love. God's love for us runs deep for us and does not end. God also shows us kindness. God is loyal to us. God is faithful to us. And all that is rolled into the word hesed. See, God's goodness and God's mercy. F.B. Meyer defined God's goodness and mercy of God. He said, goodness to supply every want. Mercy to forgive every sin. Goodness to provide. Mercy to pardon. Master Cato said this, goodness and mercy, not goodness alone, for we are sinners in need of mercy. Not mercy alone, for we are fragile in need of goodness. We need them both, amen. So the point, that's points one, the goodness and mercy of God. Folks, I'm telling you tonight to be thankful for God's goodness and mercy in your life. But when you think of the word follow, the scripture says goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. When you think of follow, when I was younger, we had a lot of dogs. You think of a dog that follows you everywhere you go, or one of your children that follows you everywhere you go. My mom used to say, get off of my skirt. But that is not the idea behind this word follow. The idea of this word, folks, is relentless pursuit. It is a tenacious pursuit. Kind of like if you think of a police chase. Amen. That's the idea in verse 6. God's goodness and his mercy chase after us. Amen. Can you just see God chasing after you with his goodness? Hey, I got some goodness for you. Come on, anybody wants some goodness? He's chasing after you. That's the God that we serve. He loves us so much that he's going to chase you around with his goodness and with his mercy and said, here, it's for you. And I want you to understand this tonight, folks, how that is. Because we allow the enemy sometimes so often to come and say, God doesn't love you, when God all along is chasing you with his goodness and his mercy and say, here it is, take it. When the devil tells us and we follow and we believe his lies that God doesn't care, that God doesn't love you as much as this one and that one, and all along God is saying, here is my goodness and mercy for you. He's chasing us. You see, life is like a marathon. At times life is a sprint. And God's goodness and his mercy are chasing after us. And we're so busy sometimes with things in our life that we don't even understand that God is saying, I got this for you. Will you just take it? Just let that picture sink into your mind. He's chasing you like a police chase. He's saying, hey, I know you're busy, and I know you're thinking these things about me, but I got this for you. Every day of our lives, Psalms 23:6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Or you could say it like this. Surely goodness and mercy will chase me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Think about it. Think about it, folks. Think about the size and the magnitude of how this phrase ends. Goodness and mercy chase after a child of God each and every day of their life. What kind of days lie ahead for you? Think about it, folks. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom. And maybe you see yourself chasing after your children for the next couple of years. And as you chase after your children, God's goodness and mercy is chasing after you. He's chasing after you. Maybe you're in junior high or high school and you see the days that come be filled with school and homework and tests and quizzes and projects and athletic events and extracurricular activities. And as you live the life of a junior high or senior high and student in school, God's goodness and His mercy is going to chase after you and say, live for me. Come on, let me help you. Let me bless your life. I want to be there every day. Maybe your days are filled with sickness. And in the days to come, you see doctor visits. And you have procedures. And you have treatments. And you have tests. And you have medicine. And in your days of your sickness, God's goodness and His mercy is chasing you. It's chasing you. See, for some of us, the days in the future are going to be filled with grief and loss, uncertainty, disappointment. Folks, and in those days of loss and uncertainty and disappointment, God's goodness and His mercy is going to chase after you. Surely, Psalms 23:6, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You see, some of us need to slow down. We need to take some time to see God's goodness and His mercy on a daily basis. Some of us need to stop running from God. And we need to see God's goodness and His mercy. Every day, folks, God's goodness and mercy chase after us. Every day, be thankful for God's goodness and His mercy. You see, verse 6. It's a bold statement. But David is confident in this statement. See, David had experienced, David's life, like ours, was like a roller coaster. In David's life, there were highs and there were lows. In David's life, there were triumphs and there were defeats. In David's life, there was both happiness and heartache. In David's life, there was sin and there was forgiveness. And no matter what David faced, no matter what David endured, David was thankful and David could confidently say, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. We can have that same confidence in God that David had. Psalms 23:6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Folks, goodness and mercy does not only follow you. Goodness and mercy also leads you. God's goodness leads you to repentance, and His mercy leads you to renewal. Amen. God's goodness and mercy covers my past and my future at the same time. Amen. Folks, David sinned with Bathsheba. And he had her husband Uriah killed. Then the prophet Nathan came to speak to David. His pastor came by. In 2 Samuel 12:1-8, it says, and the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up, and it grew up together with him and with his children, and did eat of his own meat and drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and lay and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man and spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for a wayfaring man that was come unto him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man and was that was to come to him. And when David heard this, David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, "As the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity." And Nathan said to David, "Thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel." Here's what God, listen to what God has done to David. And he's pointing this out to David. He said, "I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul, and I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little," listen to this, "I would moreover have given thee unto thee such and such things." You see, folks, David experienced the goodness and mercy of God. And God said to David, "Look, David, I made you king. I delivered you from Saul. I gave you your master's house. I gave you his wife. I gave you the house of Israel. I gave you the house of Judah. And if that was too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things." In other words, David, if that wasn't enough, all you had to do is ask me. You see, folks, the devil sometimes wants to think you're selfish for asking God for things. And God's telling David, "All this stuff I've given you, David. And if that wasn't enough, all you had to do is ask." After this great sin that David just did, God's saying, "Look, all you had to do is ask." I would have given you moreover such things. That is, folks, the goodness and mercy of God. "David, I would have given you of my abundance." God, folks, will chase you with his goodness and mercy to give you his abundance. What an awesome God we serve tonight, folks. He says, "Look, come on, just look here, pay attention. I got this for you. Come on, will you take this from me? I'm chasing you." God loves his children. I want you to leave here tonight, folks, knowing that your God loves you tonight. Amen. He loves you. He wants to give you of his abundance. Hallelujah. In Ephesians 3, verse 20, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Amen. Hallelujah. "Goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of your life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Come on, folks. Let's stay, amen, where we can get in the presence of God and allow his abundance to flow into our life. Come on, let's stand with me tonight. I want us to understand we must be thankful for God's goodness and his mercy in our lives. We got to be thankful. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This week, folks, is Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. But I want us to determine tonight, and I want you to talk to your Savior tonight and say, God, hallelujah, I want to do more than just the Thursday in November. God, I want to live every day, and I want to understand and know every day that the goodness of God and the mercy of God is chasing me every day of my life. Hallelujah. This altar's open for you tonight. Amen. God has mercy for you. His goodness is here for you tonight. Will you come and receive the goodness and mercy of God in your life tonight, folks? Will you tell God, Lord, every day I want to recognize your goodness and I want to recognize your mercy. Every day, Lord God, hallelujah, help me not to run from the things of God.